this is a tutorial that you can read. I'm going to skip all that and go directly to the example. Now, all the time that you're running a Java applet, it's actually set up for mouse interaction. That is, no matter what Java applet you run, while you have the mouse in the applet window, there's a sequence of events being reported to the browser window, and it reports that to the applet in something called the event handler. And so right now, every time I move the mouse, I'm getting an event reported to the applet. And that's true in any applet window. But in this particular applet, so the default event handler of the applet is to ignore motion of the mouse. But you can override those event handlers, provide your own that does something useful that the user will like when they move the mouse. So here, if I move the mouse I've programmed this so that if you move the mouse so that it's inside one of these objects, it changes the color, right? Or actually, Michael Chang did. I didn't program this. So if you move it into any object, it just changes the color. And so those are mouse move events. It also detects if you hold down the mouse button. So if you're inside an object and you hold down the mouse, so I click down the mouse. I know you can't see that on the screen. Then I can, as I move the mouse, I can drag this object. And then when I let up on the mouse button, it'll stay where it is. So I have to provide the programming that says if the user holds down the mouse button, what to do. So in this particular example, what I'm doing is changing the color of these objects, and I'm allowing them to move. So I'm going to use those classes we had before that had movable rectangles and circles and triangles, but this time, instead of having a loop that automatically makes them move in a particular way, I'm going to have an event handler that says wherever the user moves the mouse, that's where to make that object move. All right? And notice if you move the mouse fast that it doesn't try to do every little move. It just records where you are and jumps there. Okay? So there are a whole class of events and handling in Java, but the business about being able to use the mouse is so common that they gave special names to those events, and so you can give separate event handlers for each of those events. And we'll talk a lot more about event handling when we get to the part of the windowing system that has buttons and frames and things where you have more events happening.